thought that we had a really good practice today. We decided to change up the practice schedule a little bit. As you probably noticed, we didn't do 11 on 11 today. We felt like, you know, one of the primary identities we want to have on this football team is a fundamentally sound team. So we devoted a lot of time to fundamentals today and a lot of times to one-on-one competition, so to speak, in all three phases. And I think, you know, initially, obviously, I have to go in and watch the tape, but I think we accomplished our objective.
Joe, regarding the way you guys used Deion Jordan in the game, I noticed he stayed in on a couple of one first down, one second down, as opposed to just third down.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting prepared for that, or was that
sure.
Just with the flow of the drive? What was that?
No, both, Chris. I mean, you know, obviously, you can't just – we want to develop him in all three downs. And so that was certainly part of the plan, and, you know, we want to see him play on first down, play on second down, play on third down, play in our base defense, play in our sub defense. And so he gets exposure to a variety of schemes and a variety of defensive calls.
And what, was he out here today? Was he outside? Or did he...
I love to talk about anybody that was practicing today. Again, I wouldn't rule anything out at this point, Adam. I mean, there's a lot of football still left before September 8th. Today's August 11th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So, I wouldn't rule anything out in terms of who's going to be playing what role on September 8th.
What do you need to see out of him to play that role, to be that third?
Yeah, just a little more consistency. You know, he had showed better awareness on the field on Friday night, no question about it. He certainly made one big play there. Got his hands on the ball. You've seen, we always talk to the players about, you know, classroom to practice field to game field. You know, and you've seen some of that. You've seen him get his hands on the ball out here, and he was able to do it again in the game. But you know, just consistency, awareness, those type of things that sometimes only experience when you throw him out there can he learn those things.
Coach, I know you've obviously talked about it before, but last year on minus 10 in turnover margin, how much emphasis are you placing on reversing that this season, mm-hmm. and how pleased are you going from minus 2 to plus 3 between first and second preseason games?
Yeah, well, I thought we had a good second half, obviously. We got two takeaways on defense, two on special teams, which was critical. In the hotel before the game, we talked about what we have to do. I put up a slide, what we have to do. And we talked about three things. We talked about, number one, winning the turnover margin. Number two, playing physical. And number three, playing fast. And I think we clearly won two out of the three, and probably playing physical was a draw. So it's absolutely important. It's critical. I think it's the number one way to get a football team turned around is to be on the plus side of that turnover margin.
Are you emphasizing it more maybe in some ways this year than last year?
Yeah, I know the film reflects our defense is doing a better job in practice, clubbing the ball, stripping the ball, getting their hands on the ball, putting their nose on the ball. There's no doubt about it in my mind, and I believe that it will transfer to the games.
Did you grade the blocking by the first team on Friday night?
Yeah, I said it was okay. It wasn't great. It was okay. You know, we didn't get off to a great start offensively. I mean, I think everybody would agree to that. And, you know, we have to do better. You know, we have to do a better job in pass protection early in a ball game. I don't think most quarterbacks, it's tough. You want to get them off to a good start. You want them to get comfortable in the pocket. And that didn't happen. You know, your first play is a sack. It's not the way you want to start a game.
When with Nate Garner, he got elevated into the first team line on the touchdown drive. What does Nate have to do to be considered a contender for that starting guard?
Well, he's absolutely, you know, he's a contender right now. I mean, he's got a lot of snaps in. We know a lot about him. He's very versatile. He fills a lot of roles. At times we've been competing. But, again, our philosophy is we're going to find the five best guys and line them up and get them ready to go. Right now, we're not exactly sure who those five guys are. So he's absolutely in the competition at this point in time.
How problematic is that guard spot for you now?
No, you know, some of those guys came in and played well. Josh Samuda has been working his tail off. He wasn't the only issue. I mean, everyone wants to focus on him. That certainly wasn't the only issue that we had in the ball game the other night.
Caleb Sturgis' first game and kicking a 58-yard.
I thought he kicked well. I thought he acted professionally. I thought he had a good warm-up. I thought he went out in the field, did his job well, and acted like a pro. Wasn't too high, too low. Just kind of did his job and did it well.
Who will kick in the next preseason?
Well, it's to be determined.
Joe, Matthews back today.
If we see half of your offense or two-thirds of your offense in the preseason games.
You mean schematically, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever the percentage is.
Okay.
How do you go by determining what you run in the games and what you hold back in the regular season? What's the surprise?
We kind of run our core stuff, but we're not overly concerned about that stuff right now. We want to run clean plays. In the preseason, we're most concerned about, doing a great job evaluating, doing a great job executing our fundamentals, taking our core principles, plays we know we're going to run during the course of the year. And it's not going to be a surprise to people. And we're going to get out there. We're going to run them. We want to evaluate different people, different combinations of people. So we're not right now into the trickery, deception, any of that kind of stuff. I'm going to say you might see, 50% of our offensive schemes during the preseason. Somewhere around there. That'd probably be right.
You got Matthews back today. What did he show you? And do you think he's ready to ramp up his work as the week goes on?
I thought he looked good. And we'll see, take it a day at a time, see how he does tomorrow. But I thought he looked good today.
Tight ends were downfield targets in the game. Sims, Clay, Keller. Is that because the offense requires that, or their skill set leads you to take advantage of that?
Well, I think both, Chris. I mean, you want to be able to attack all areas of the football field in the passing game. You want to have a horizontal game. You want to have a vertical game, and vertical doesn't mean just outside the numbers. Vertical means attacking the middle of the field. Again, things are all at time based on coverages, as well. But and they do have a good skill set. We've got some guys that have a good feel down the middle of the field, and they're big targets, and they catch the ball well.